Now, time to talk tennis with Roger over there in London. Good morning, mate.
Morning, how are you? You well?
Yeah, we're going very, very well, mate. Serena got good through, but it was a bit of
tight,
a tight game against Alison Risk.
Yeah, it was. It was, it was an outstanding game, really, because for Alison Risk, who's an American who would have looked up to Serena, obviously beating Ash Barty, you beat the number one player in the world. The next day, you got to follow up. So there's a lot of stuff that goes around beating the number one player in the world, and obviously conversation, the media that you've got to do, and then you've got to back up against the all-time great and Serena. And the one thing with Risk is she takes you on. So she'll take the ball on, take the competition on. And when she got out there and it gets to it, you're in the third set and you're actually pressing Serena, it means Serena has to really dig deep, and dig deep she did. I mean, her serve got her through at certain stages. She just literally overpowered her opponent, and getting 3 points on your serve, whether they're aces or unreturnables, is massive in the women's game. And there was a moment there where you thought Risk was going to get through, but one thing's getting ahead of champions and all-time greats, but the other thing is crossing the line. And they always, a lot of times the hardest part is actually crossing the line. The sort of the most comfortable part is getting yourself in a position where you're competitive, then you might get ahead. But crossing the line is, that's obviously the mental game, whether you actually deserve to, and how do you do that?
Yeah.
It's quite foreign.
So she's passed a very, very, very best, but Williams is still going to be the red-hot favourite against Strakova in the semi-finals.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that was an upset as well, because Strakova was actually, she's thinking about retiring at the end of this year. So that's how, well, she's not now. She's made the semis at Wimbledon, but she still may. But so that's what her year was looking like. Hadn't gone to this sort of stage before. And look, Serena was past her best, but all I'll say is she's building momentum and playing better. Her 1-2 punch is massive. So I think that's a comfortable result there. Kovas actually plays with a lot of variety, but the power of Serena just beats you. And it's very hard to get it out of her wingspan because she's such a physical specimen up the other end. So that's the matchup there. Simona Halep, I thought, was great. She was under pressure against the Chinese Shuang and was down a break. But then just slowly, she's got this competitive nature which locks in, and then she wasn't in many of the rallies early. So then she just went up the middle of the court for a while, got into a bit of a dogfight, and then found her way and then ran away with that win. And so she plays Mukova, who's actually, I think Simona will win that. So I'm feeling like it's Simona Serena in the final.
Yeah. Who do you like if they come up against each other?
It's hard because Simona's a counterpuncher. Serve's not big enough on the grass, especially the second. So I'm probably leaning Serena just because she can blow the ball past you.
Yeah.
And even though Simona works hard physically, she's got good wheels. When you go from A to B off your racket with such pace, sometimes the wheels just aren't good enough. So, and a recovery shot might hurt. So I think Serena, she's going to maybe win her 24th, mind you, Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, she's the favourite to take out the title, $2.10. Halep is $2.80. The men's quarters, is it Federer and Nishikori? Is that the probably one that's likely to get an upset happening in?
Yeah, that's got potential. Yeah, you're right. That's absolutely the one that when you say that is where you're leading to is that Nishikori is a quality player.
Mm.
He's legitimately a guy. He's been to a Grand Slam final. He's a constant top 10 player. So he's got a right to put his hand up and win a match like this. He'll have to play at his very best. He'll have to be really aggressive in nature with his core position. When you play Roger, and when your listeners might be watching him tomorrow, watch how he hovers over the top of the baseline and sort of leans over there, and he sort of takes your time away. And because he hits the ball so early in front of his body as well, that's an extra bit of time he takes away compared to the opposition. So the one thing Roger hasn't done is he hasn't served as big as he has throughout the course of his career on grass. So that may be an area for Nishikori, but I feel Federer in that one. Nadal plays Sam Querrey, who's a big American who can serve big, can actually get a lot of free points, but I think Nadal, they're on court one, that match.
Yep.
And Novak and Goffin, David Goffin from Belgium, they're the other match on centre court. So Novak and Federer on court one. I think Novak, Goffin as well. What Roger and Rafa want is for Goffin to really stretch Novak physically, and then potentially Batista Agut, who's a Spaniard who plays Pella from Argentina. If he gets through, he gets to stretch Novak physically potentially as well and take a little bit of his legs away for a finals campaign at some point. So that's what they'll be looking for in their own sneaky way.
Yeah, but you can't see an upset in these quarterfinals. So you'd have to multi up all the favourites there. Djokovic into Bautista.
Into Nadal, into Federer.
That's about, they're basically all $1.10.
And I think that's all. I mean, that's all you can get. I would be very surprised the way these guys are playing. They're just a level ahead of everyone else at the moment, and clear level ahead. And so I'd be very surprised. Roger's been. I just don't think he has an off day on grass. It's not very often. And Nishikori plays well off the back of the court. His mid court component going forwards probably not his strength, and he would need to add a little bit of that. But look, it's going to be some fascinating tennis. And you never know. Good conditions. There's a little bit of rain in the air, so I think it'll be heavier conditions than we've had, not as lively. It's going to be an interesting quarterfinals day.
Yep, good on you, mate. Well done.
See you, boys. Have fun, and we'll speak tomorrow.